Coming up, we take a look at the latest reporting insights available for Office 365 admins, starting with the new content pack that allows you to track user adoption of Office 365 services, including licensed versus active users for the service, the apps that are used most for communication, usage trends for collaboration services like OneDrive or SharePoint, and we'll even show you updates to the new Office 365 Service Health dashboard to help you stay on top of incidents. I'm joined once again by Anna Michels from the Office 365 team. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show again.
So last time you joined us, the new Office 365 Admin Center just reached general availability. And today we're actually announcing the highly anticipated adoption content pack for Power BI that's available for customers as well.
Yes, we are really excited about the content pack. The usage reports in the Admin Center, which we looked at in the last show, they are a good starting point for admins to understand how their end users are using the individual services within Office 365. But many of you want to further analyze the data to understand how your users may be using the entire suite of services or how active they may be within specific regions or departments.
And the great thing is, because it's in Power BI, you now have the ability to actually be interactive with the reports and get more querying within the data.
Exactly. Let me show you. So what we're seeing here is our dashboard for the content pack, which gives you a cross-product view of how your end users are using the various services within Office 365. For most of the data, we give you a view of the last 12 months so that you can easily see how usage is trending.
Right, and I see here that the dashboards also divide into areas like adoption, communication, and collaboration. Can you drill into some of those?
Sure. So each area gives you specific usage insights. Adoption, for example, offers an all-up summary of adoption trends. Communication highlights the services that people use the most to communicate, like Exchange or Skype. Collaboration, similarly, highlights which services your end users use to collaborate, like OneDrive and SharePoint. By clicking into any of the tiles, I can get deeper information. So let's take a look at the adoption overview report as an example. This report enables you to understand how adoption has evolved over time, as it shows you the number of enabled users, this is your licensed users, in comparison to the number of active users, returning users, and first-time users. You can see the information at the Office 365 level, or you can also switch to a product-specific view. We have built contextual filters like this one into many of the reports so that you can slice and dice the data to really get the insights and that are relevant to you.
Really good. So I can see how this usage view might help you focus on what you might need to prioritize, for example, the workloads that you want to do more training or communication with, right?
Yeah, let's jump back to the dashboard. So when we drill into the collaboration section, I can see how my users are using OneDrive and SharePoint to collaborate. To enable you to understand the full picture, the report does not only show you how many of your users are active on OneDrive or on SharePoint, but it also shows you how many of your users are active on their own account in comparison to accounts owned by others.
Right, you can really see if users are actually collaborating, the nice thing here, because if, for example, you own the account, but I'm using that account in this case, I'm actually collaborating with you on a file that's basically stored within your OneDrive.
Exactly. This is a really good indicator to understand if your end users use it only to store documents or if they actually use OneDrive and SharePoint to share content and to collaborate with others on content.
Right. And you mentioned before that you can also get a view of how users in specific departments or locations are also using Office 365. How does that work?
That is one of the big advantages of the content pack. As you can see here in this heat map, I can easily assess whether users in one region use a specific product more than users in another region. Because in the content pack, we combine the usage data with the Active Directory information of your users.
Right.
So you can pivot by AD attributes such as location, as we can see here. And in other reports, we are also bringing in information about department or organization. So as long as your information in AD is up to date, you can get some really great insights.
Very cool. And because it's Power BI, one of the great things is you can also share things out. So for example, in the other reporting we have within the admin console, you might not want to give admin permissions to other people in the org. But now because the reports are just in Power BI, you can share them to anybody in the Azure Active Directory.
Exactly. Directly here from the dashboard, I can easily share all these insights with anybody within my organization using the sharing capabilities that we have in Power BI.
And are there things I can do then to customize these reports or build my own reports within here?
So there are a few ways how you can customize the reports. On the one hand, you can take one of the reports, one of the visuals that we have built, and modify it. For example, here in our adoption overview report, if you don't want to see returning users or first-time users, you can simply remove that information and delete it from the chart. You can also create your own visuals, or if you're using Power BI Desktop, you can also bring in your own data sources.
Really great to see, but before we go further, I bet people are wondering, how do I get this all wired up and running in my own tenant?
So the first thing you need to do is to instantiate the content pack from the Office 365 Admin Center. You first need to enable it on the Services and Add-ins page in the Report section. Afterwards, you will see a new cart from where you can start the data preparation, which normally takes between 2 and 48 hours, depending on the size of your tenant.
Right.
In our case here today, I've already taken care of that, well, to save us some time here. So I am already seeing the button here, which takes me directly to the content pack.
So this really augments some of the things that we saw last time with the usage reports in the admin console. But another thing that we've also worked on recently is the Office 365 Service Health Dashboard. And that's also in general availability. Can you also look at the new Service Health Dashboard?
Sure. So the new Service Health Dashboard gives you more personalized and more actionable insights for service incidents that may be affecting your tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come to the new Service Health Dashboard, you will see that it features a new view that separates major business critical outages from others and splits them into two categories: incidents and advisories. This new view makes it easier for you to identify those business critical incidents that you may want to act on right away.
That's really helpful. Can you get more information then underneath any specific incident?
Yes, we also have a new summary view, which surfaces all the business critical and relevant details, quick and easy to consume. And for Exchange Online related incidents, we now also show you the number of impacted users. And you can, of course, expect us to extend this capability to further workloads over time.
Great. So I'll know then if my boss or my peers are affected. And is there anything further then we can share in terms of what we're doing for admins to make Office 365 better?
This is just the beginning. Our goal is to provide you with richer and more actionable service health insights that will help you to not only stay on top of incidents, but that will also help you to improve your internal support experience and to improve the overall end user experience. So we are working right now, for example, on text and email notifications so that you can find out about an incident right when it happens, and also on the ability for you to proactively check the service health for a specific user by running a test against our services.
And it seems especially interesting and helpful with the help desk scenarios where you might get ahead of possible health issues, possibly even before you get help desk calls coming from your end users. But what's the best way to start experiencing these new updates?
Well, so the Service Health Dashboard is already available for all of you. Simply go to your admin center and click on Service Health. And as I showed you earlier, you can now also instantiate the adoption content pack directly from the Office 365 Admin Center.
So really lots of great updates to Office 365 admins and what they can do here in the console. And of course, keep watching Microsoft Mechanics for the latest tech updates across Microsoft. Thanks for watching and goodbye for now.